Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Increasing the level of technology in Baltimore County schools is certainly one of the county school chief's big priorities. And today, just days away from the first day of school, some schools took a leap forward. WBAL-TV's education reporter Tim Tooten joins us now to talk more about it. Tim, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. And you're right, leaping forward. We talk about all this technology talk, broadband, you name it. But this really is a big deal with two benefits, Mary Beth. One is kids can really go in and access. You can't say I didn't bring my homework. You can really go online and get all this stuff.
Quickly.
And there's a security piece to this because it allows the law enforcement community.
Which is also important.
To be able
right.
to come in light of a situation and access cameras in elementary schools. So this is really something that's been talked about since the Perry Hall shooting. And the dollars are there, and it's really just starting out now.
So let's talk about what's happening. They've just introduced some broadband and high-speed Wi-Fi for some of these schools. We've got 46 schools that have this now or are planning to get it.
They have it. In fact, Woodlawn was highlighted there because it's one of the schools that's doing it. And so it's going to be those schools in particular. And it's really for the whole county. But schools are important because the libraries now will be a lot more high-tech than what they were before. But the other part of this is that there are cameras in these schools. And so for elementary school kids, you really have the ability to be able to see who's coming in, who's coming out. I think parents like that as well as the educational benefit.
Sure. So were you at Woodlawn High School today?
Yes, we were. Sort of,
I heard that the kids and teachers all cheered when they sort of talked about what they have now.
I think the cheer came from the county executive. To watch him trying to figure some of this out, and I said, oh, man, he's in trouble. Am I logged on yet?
But no, just, seriously?
Seriously. And so I play it cool. As parents, we kind of play it cool. You know enough. And they really, I talked with the principal, he says, you know, and all this social media things that we have, the kids will like this. I talked to a parent. They like this. It means we're moving forward. And so all the high-tech stuff, you can, right there, we can, you get our phones, it's much quicker. And I think that's going to help kids to get the information they need to get to. And 46 schools, including Woodlawn, but, I mean, step by step, all schools are coming online, and they're stronger than what they were before.
Yeah, and I think I saw the county executive tweet today that in other county buildings as well, they're kind of upgrading the broadband system and the fiber and all of that, the internet. I know this is Dallas Dance is one of his priorities. I mean, I think he envisions a world where the kids are using tablets and everybody's got eye touches or whatever, and so this is just kind of stepping into that for him.
And he really likes that. In fact, he mentioned today that his own son, who's four, can go to his own iPad and pull up the information he's needed. So this really fits in. But they're real careful to make sure we're not just, you know, geeks online, but that the curriculum is online. And so you're learning. It becomes another key tool in kids' learning. We don't ever want to replace this with, the old school, pick up the book and do it the old-fashioned way. But he's a big proponent of this, and he has pushed this. The county executive and the county, for that matter, the whole state and the feds have come along with the real dollars. And so this money has been earmarked. The county's putting up about $4 million, but a lot of it's coming from the stimulus money that was issued some time ago.
Tim, when they were talking about this today, did you get the sense it was more of a priority with the broadband for the security angle or more of a priority for the learning angle, or did they go hand in hand?
I think they're hand in hand because I think we see what happened in Georgia on yesterday. We know what happened in Perry Hall and then Stemmer's Run. You have to be concerned about not just having a resource officer, police officer on campus, but can he walk down the hall with his iPad or another tablet and be able to access other parts of the building? That is a real key. And again, it's in all elementary schools, but it'll be expanded over time.
All right, great. Tim Tooten, WBAL-TV education reporter. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great being here.